Praise be Jesus and Mary. In today's gospel passage from Luke chapter 6, Jesus heals a man with a withered hand on the day of the Sabbath, something that the scribes and Pharisees criticized him for, since according to them, there was no serious medical need requiring immediate attention, like a life and death matter. It could have waited for the day after, for example. That was the criticism of the Pharisees and scribes. Their scrupulous observance of the letter of the law led to missing the spirit of the law. In any case, our Lord worked the miracle, and we can learn a very important lesson from it, that in order to do miracles, to work great things in our lives and through us in the lives of others, our Lord requires our collaboration. The man with the withered hand was healed by our Lord precisely because of his willingness to collaborate with our Lord in a very little way. You know, he did the little he was asked to do, and Jesus did the rest. First, the man with the withered hand was asked to stand up and be in the presence of Christ and before the others gathered around, those who were critical onlookers, scribes and Pharisees. And then he was asked to simply stretch out his hand, extend his hand, that is, his withered hand. He knew, perhaps from many, many years of experience, you know, painful experience, that his withered hand was permanently paralyzed. It was good as gone. And therefore, he could have refused our Lord's request. Thankfully, he didn't refuse. But filled with great faith and trust in our Lord, he did that little deed, and his hand was healed, restored, good as can be. Like the man with a withered hand, we too are called by our Lord to be healed, to be restored, made holy, but not without our own collaboration, not without extending or stretching out our own hand, as it were, not without offering our own meager resources, for example, giving to our Lord our own 5 fish or our 5 loaves and 2 fish, our meager resources, giving it to him, and he does the rest. You know, paraphrasing St. Augustine, our Lord has indeed made us without us, but he will not remake us, redeem and sanctify us without us, that is, without our collaboration. The whole Christian life that we are called to live fully and bring to perfection is all about God's grace, as you know. It's God's work within us. And that, together with our correspondence with that grace in daily life, especially in the practice of the Christian virtues and the countless little occasions that every day provides for us, little things that we can do to collaborate with our Lord in his grace every day and every moment of the day, beginning when we wake up, waking up on time, for example, waking up ready for the day, perhaps beginning with a brief prayer, and at the end of the day, going to bed on time, you know, respecting our limitations and the rest that we need, little things like that. And throughout the day, of course, fulfilling our daily prayers, making little sacrifices or mortifications at mealtime, refraining from saying unkind words to others, especially at home, but rather offering words that encourage and build up, offering a smile instead. The little things, the way we use the mass media, you know, like every day we might use the mass media, you know, watch TV or use the computer to limit that and to use it only for good. And should anything indecent come on, to switch it, turn it off as soon as possible, using it only for good. Little things we can do every day. And at times they require heroic efforts. You know, like throughout the day there's these heroic moments that, you know, enable us to do good or the opposite, you know, commit sin. So we would hope to always take advantage of these moments to do good, these little Christian virtues that will build up little by little and become ever more easy and joyful to practice. So God's grace, we know, will never be lacking to us in our daily lives. We need only stretch out our hands, do that one little virtuous act at a time, moment by moment, day by day, and the result will surely be great holiness, greater happiness. Saint Jose Maria Escrivá speaks of it in this way. "Have you seen how that imposing building was constructed?" he asks. "One brick after another, thousands, but one at a time, and bags of cement, one by one, and stone upon stone, each of them insignificant compared with the massive whole, and beams of steel, and men working hour after hour, day after day. Did you see how that imposing building was constructed? By dint of little things." Today, let us remember to stretch forth our hand to our Lord, doing little acts of virtue, and God's grace will see to it that we all reach great holiness in life. Praise be Jesus and Mary.